The Healing Word Program is a ministry of the Largo Community Church, where Christ is honored and people are loved. You're invited to join us in worship via live streaming this Sunday morning at either 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock. Visit largocc.org and click on Watch Live.
Read the Word of God. Hear it taught. Hear it preached. Become equipped spiritually, mentally, because you will then be blessed physically in the end. God cares. God loves you.
Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent His word and healed them. Welcome to The Healing Word, a radio ministry of the Largo Community Church. Here's Pastor Jack Morris with today's message that will grow your faith in God and lead you to a closer walk with Jesus.
Today we go into the Largo Community Church again to hear the Word of God. It's the Word of God that blesses, that heals, that builds faith in our heart for God to hear and answer our prayer and to bring miracles into our lives. You know, God still performs miracles. He truly does. If you need anything today from the Lord, go to Him. He'll hear your prayer. He'll bless your life. He'll forgive your sins. Come on with me into the sanctuary. Hear the message and know this. God cares for you. The message is coming from John chapter 14, where Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you." He has you in mind in everything He ever did. And He still has you in mind to love you and to bless you. Let Him love you. Let Him bless you. Let's go into the sanctuary. Never forgotten. And sometimes I suppose we feel like God has forgotten us. But He never has forgotten us. Never has God forgotten us. And wherever we are today in our spiritual walk with the Lord, we're not forgotten. I think it was this past summer, I was visiting in Pennsylvania, my home area. And every 2 or 3 years, I drive back up and go to my father's grave and visit my two cousins that are still living in that area. One of my cousins, Ronnie Morris, has a nice family. I was told before I went out to visit his home that Ronnie was ill, that he had lost a lot of weight, and that I was going to literally be shocked when I saw him. Now, Ronnie is younger than I am. We grew up together, played together, went to school together. I wouldn't have recognized him when I walked up into the yard if he hadn't been standing outside in the yard. If I'd have seen him on the street, I wouldn't have known him. But I suppose when I saw him, my reaction was, does he recognize me? And because I didn't hardly recognize him. And I asked him, I said, "Ronnie, do you remember me?" And he smiled real big. He said, "How could I forget you?" God will never forget us. We may forget one another and be absent-minded in certain areas of our life, but God will never forget us. He never will. He is with us always. He remembers us. Last week, the sermon title was, "God Gives Help for the Troubled Heart." There were a number of you stood on your feet and you prayed. You took your troubles to the Lord. Some of you didn't stand, but that was okay. You were still taking your troubles to the Lord. God knows about us. He knows about our problems. He knows about our troubles. And friend, if you don't remember anything else from this sermon this morning, remember this. All that concerns you concerns Him. I wish I could get that across to myself and to you. That everything that concerns, what is it that's concerning you today? Everybody has some concerns. But whatever it is that concerns you concerns God. The scripture says, and we read the very same passage, John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, again this morning that we read last Sunday. But it's that first sentence. Do you see the first sentence? Do you have your Bibles open? Okay. You don't have to have your Bibles open. Those people back in that booth are really doing a good job. They always do exceptionally well today. Come on, read that with me. Why? Why would Jesus say that to the 12 disciples? We think of them as saints, and they were, but they were not perfect, and they had troubles. And if they had troubles, we have troubles too. Friend, trouble is going to find you. Trouble will hunt you down and attack you. You cannot flee and hide from trouble. Someone says, well, I need to move to another city or another state. I need to whatever. But trouble finds us. It hunts us down. It attacks us. But notice that. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Now, he's putting the onus on us. He says, don't you let. Don't pray to me and say, Pastor or Heavenly Father, don't let trouble find me. No, Jesus turned that thing around and he said, that's not my responsibility as a Christian. That's your responsibility. Don't you let your heart be troubled. Hey, how about that? And we're to take our troubles to the Lord. That's one way to insulate our hearts against trouble, to keep trouble at bay, to keep trouble from getting on the inside. Once it gets on the inside, it will destroy your joy, your happiness. It will cause stress, and the stress in turn will affect you physically. So the Lord is telling you, you have a responsibility. You have the Bible. You have a church. You have Christian fellowship. Come on, get involved. Don't let trouble find you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Your hearts, your mind, your thinking, your intellect, your planning for the future. That's your heart. Trouble. Trouble, there's so much sorrow. I think of the trouble that is going on in Florida today, the trouble that is going on in America, the trouble that is going on in our government. There's threats of financial shutdown. I mean, there's just trouble, trouble. People are sick. People are hurting. Families are breaking up. There's just trouble at home. There's trouble at work. Thank God we can come to church. This is an oasis. This is an oasis. There ought to be at least one person, one place where there's no trouble. We can come into this place and find peace and find rest. And we do. I know I do. I look forward to coming here, shaking your hands, hugging you. You impart strength to me. So he's saying, don't let your hearts be troubled. There's some things, a whole lot of things that I can do, that you can do to keep trouble at bay. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8 says, he that touches you touches the apple of my eye. He that touches you. The apple is the pupil, the most sensitive part of our anatomy. That's how important you are to God, to remember how much you are cared for and how much you are loved, to touch you. And when the enemy comes and trouble comes and it touches you, it also touches him, because everything that concerns you also concerns him. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4 says, you are precious in his sight. I hope this is getting through to you. We prayed just a moment ago that the Holy Spirit would breathe the word of God again as he breathed it in the beginning. Friend, are you hearing what the word is saying? What I'm saying today. Trouble. Now, God turns trouble into blessings. He has miracle working power. He turned water into wine. He turned ashes into beauty. Listen to this. Isaiah 61, verse 3. And provide for those who grieve in Zion. Now, notice this is a promise. God is going to provide for those who are in Christ, in the family of God. Let me start again. And provide for those who grieve in Zion to bestow on them a crown of beauty Instead of ashes, the oil of gladness. Instead of mourning, and the garment of praise. These are the things that God is giving. Gladness, praise, celebration. The enemy, the world, the family, the job, giving trouble, trouble, trouble. But God comes, the Prince of Peace, and he gives peace. During times of trouble, we grow in the Lord, and we grow in character, and we grow in maturity. If trouble doesn't come, we are very surface all our lives. We live on the surface of living. We never really grow in the Lord. We never really mature in God. We live in a culture that is skin deep. Did you know that? Everything is about appearance and how it looks. What we call beauty, we project it. Skin deep world. Somebody wrote this. Let me read it to you. Our culture glorifies clothing, fashion, makeup, tummy tucks, nose jobs. We live on a very surface world, a skin deep world. We live in a world that is so cosmetic conscious. But we also live in a world of difficulty and trouble. And if we receive it as God would have us to receive it, we're going to grow in his grace and develop in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Yes, don't let your heart be troubled. Trust in the Lord. There are times, look at the screen, lonely. Loneliness comes. I suppose everybody has experienced loneliness sometime or another. And loneliness can be very, very troublesome. But when I think of being lonely, and when I do feel lonely, and when loneliness does come, I think of that scripture, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. You see, never, never is a long time, is it not? Now, that's what he's talking about when he says, let not your heart be troubled. I need to go back to the scripture. I need to know it enough to be able to quote it back to him, to be reminded, to be blessed, and to be helped. When sorrow and sadness come, I think of the scripture, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow. Yes, we walk through those dark, shadowy places. Thou art with me. Did you hear what it just said? Thou art with me in the sorrow, in the shadow, financial concerns.
Pastor Morris will return in a moment with the conclusion of today's message. Following this important invitation to join us in worship this Sunday via live streaming, go to largocc.org at 9 or 11 a.m. this Sunday and click on Watch Live. Again, go to largocc.org at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. this Sunday and click on Watch Live. The Healing Word is a ministry of the Largo Community Church and exists to grow your faith in God and lead you to a closer walk with Jesus. But we can't do it alone. Will you consider partnering with Pastor Morris today by praying for the ministry? And consider sending a gift to help us in reaching those who are struggling with life's challenges and need hope for tomorrow. You can make your tax-deductible donation in a matter of minutes by visiting our website, largocc.org. Click on the Healing Word and follow the Donations tab to complete your support of this vital ministry. You can also mail a check made out to The Healing Word to 1701 Enterprise Road in Bowie, Maryland, 20721. When you contact us, Pastor Morris will return a note of thanks and will lift your name up in prayer to God with heartfelt thanks and appreciation. Now, let's join Pastor Jack Morris for the conclusion of today's message.
Some of us have seen Dr. Pastor David Jeremiah on Turning Point television a number of years ago. Fred and I were in California. We went to his church on a Sunday morning to worship. He wasn't there. Isn't that the way of it? I went out there to hear him preach in person. He wasn't there. Had a guest preacher, but it was a good sermon, a great church. It is a great church in numbers, but there are other churches that are even greater and bigger. But Dr. Jeremiah was stricken with cancer, and he suffered physical pain, untold physical pain, deep pain. And he tells this. He said that he was in the hospital and the morphine was a drip morphine into his body that would go into his mind to dull the pain. He said, I reached up and I turned on the lamp above my bed. And he said, I reached over and I picked up my Bible. He said, my mind was so full of morphine, my mind was so dull and numb, I wondered, would I understand anything if I read it? There was so much morphine. But then he said, then the thought came to me, God is greater than morphine. And he said, I picked up the Bible and I opened it to Psalm chapter 71 and I started reading. And he said, the power and presence of God overpowered the morphine. Friend, you have an overpowering God who overpowers your troubles when you look to him and take them to him. Now listen, this is what he says, and I'm going to read his quote. He said, God, speaking of God, his hand gathered me up through the scripture. Oh, friend, if we only loved the Bible and the scripture more than we do. He said, in that painful cancer, in that moment of brain numbness, he said, I read the Bible. I read the word. This great, great preacher, this great man of God. And he said, it was God's hand gathered me up through the scripture and pulled me into his powerful embrace. In the late night loneliness and lack of a sound mind, I found blessed hope. Friend, if you look to him, he'll be there. He's always there all the time. But why do we hesitate to take our problems to him? Why do we try to get it all fixed ourselves? But we don't get it fixed, and the problem remains. Do I need to stand in the pulpit and tell you again that the Bible is alive with the Spirit of the Lord? That Jesus is here to bless and to help? That you have a Savior who cares for you and loves you? Friend, listen to me. Whatever concerns you concerns him. And he cares for you and he loves you so very much. God has not forgotten you. Let me turn back here to the scripture that was read just a moment ago. Isaiah chapter 49. Listen to this. Here's a question. You come on, you answer it in your mind, in your heart. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Can she do that? Then he becomes very realistic and he says, though she may forget, I will not forget you. I will not forget you. I will not forget you. Hey, put your hand over your heart and say, God will not forget me. God will take care of me. God's concerned about me. You spoke biblical truths just now. You did. A lot of years ago, when I was just a young pastor. Well, when I first started this church, I was a young pastor. And it was back at that time. A mother came to me. I never saw her before or never saw her again. She was weeping. She had had two abortions before giving her heart to the Lord. And she was weeping because she had had those abortions so many years ago. Now she's a Christian, and she thinks of those two little girls that she aborted. And she wondered, would God take care of me? Would God forgive me? And I told her, yes, God has already forgiven you. God loves you. He cares for you. Now, I'm not sure whether I was right or whether I was wrong, or I can't explain what I'm going to tell you now. But I said to her, I said, there were two little girls. The first one was 16 years ago, you aborted the first one. 15 years ago, you aborted the second one. I said, how old would those little girls be today? And she said, well, there'd be 16. The other one would be 15. I said, you have two little daughters in heaven waiting for you. You see, life begins at conception. I said, you have two little daughters in heaven. Now, I do believe, according to the Bible, that all babies go to heaven because there's no sin there. All babies go to heaven. Do they stay a baby all through eternity? That's hard to conceive, that a baby will be a baby through all eternity. Then the question is, do we grow older and grow up? Well, I'm not sure how it's going to be. But somehow I felt that those girls are teenagers in heaven. And I told her, I said, you have two little girls in heaven who love you. They're waiting for their mother to come to heaven. You tried to forget them, but you can't forget them. You're remembering them now. The keenness of memory is so strong. But they remember you. And I said, when you get to heaven, there's going to be two little girls. They're going to love their mother. They're going to hug their mother. And she was crying. She said, but have they forgiven me? I said, oh, yes, they've forgiven you, and they're waiting on you to get to heaven. Now, look at this. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. Listen, if that mother could remember, don't you think God could remember you? Listen to what his word says. God paid a lot of money for you. Do you know that? The money he paid was the blood of his son. And when you pay a lot of money for something, that becomes precious to you, and you take care of what you paid a lot of money for, right? So God paid a tremendous price for you. Do you think he's going to leave you with your heartbreak and your trouble and all the difficulty that is going on in your life? Absolutely not. When they put the nails in his hands, the nails that made the marks that he'll carry for all eternity, he was able to keep his mouth shut and maintain it. Friend, we're so quick to open our mouth at something that we don't like or offends us in the least. We feel that we just have to say something. When Jesus was on that cross suspended and the people on the ground taunted him, they said, if you're the Christ, come down from the cross. What kept him on that cross? What held him there? You did. Thoughts of you. He's engraving your name across that nail-scarred hand. Now, with our heads bowed, sometimes and very often it is so important to have somebody to hold our hand, to have a brother or sister there with us. It strengthens us. They can relieve some of that pressure just by their touch. And when they touch you, it's the hand of God touching you. So we're going to take just a moment. We're going to invite you to slip out of your seat now and come up. One, two, three, four, five. There's five prayer counselors here. Friend, come and receive your miracle. Come and receive your miracle. Let a saint of God touch a saint of God.
We hope today's healing word has been a blessing and has encouraged your faith in God to grow. We invite you to email Pastor Morris directly at contactus@thehealingwordministries.com and share your blessing or send a prayer request and Pastor Morris will pray for you. When you email, be sure to mention the date of today's program and we will send you a link that you can use to download an audio copy of the message free of charge. And as a reminder, you can attend the services at Largo Community Church this Sunday via live streaming. Go to largocc.org at 9 or 11 a.m. this Sunday and click on Watch Live. Again, go to largocc.org at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. this Sunday and click on Watch Live. Be sure to tune in to WAVA tomorrow at this same time for another edition of The Healing Word. Until tomorrow, blessings on you.